I think he's a rotational guy. I think he can probably start in certain situations in time. And I think he's going to help some teams win.
What do you think he needs to improve the most? He told us everything.
He's right. Every player needs to prove everything. I think he's going to have to continue to work on his outside three-point shooting so he can learn to stretch the floor, since he didn't do a lot of it at Gonzaga. He's a pretty strong guy, but he can always get a little bit stronger, a little bit leaner in terms of his body fat.
Can that legit be a part of his game one day, that three-point shot?
I think in time, yes. Yeah, because it's, watching him at Gonzaga, he doesn't do it during games, but if you go in early like we try to do, and you'll see him in the 20-foot range warming up, shooting jump shots, and he looks very comfortable doing it. Out here, he looked very comfortable shooting a three. So I think in time, he can be a stretch four, ability to move out to the three-point line and knock down three-point shots.
How long has he been on your radar?
Ever since he went to Gonzaga.
Not before that.
I'm sure our European guys saw him play. Mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing him play until he got to Gonzaga.
Okay. Any of the other four guys stand out to you today or anyway?
I think Angel has knows how to run a team. I think he played pretty well today and shot it pretty well from the three. He's got a chance to get a little bit better. I think he can. I don't know if he's an NBA guy, though.
Is the size a problem?
Size could be a problem, yes.
Sabonis improved dramatically from last year to this year. Right. How much stock do you take into that when you're evaluating a prospect?
A lot, because that shows you that he's been working hard to get better. So we take a lot of stock into that.
What improvements did you see in him from last year to this year?
Well, just more comfortable playing, because he was a freshman last year. A lot more confidence in his game this year. Ability to score. He rebounded extremely well, played extremely hard. Again, watching him in warm-ups, the ability to step out and shoot further than back to the baskets, 10-foot jump shots. So he's got an improvement left in his game.
What would you say his NBA skill is? Does he have one specifically?
He's a good passing big man, for one. I don't know if a lot of people equate this to a skill, but he naturally plays hard. You would think everybody plays hard, but that's not necessarily the case. So when you see a player, especially a big guy, who naturally plays hard, you take notice of it.
Does he do something you guys need?
Quinn's always looking for passers. We're always looking for tough guys, guys who play hard all the time. So he has some skills that we kind of like, yeah.
Given that he does go one-on-none, do you look back at matchups? I mean, like, I think, media hype is him versus Pirtle in that game. Do you look back at him individually against some of the other lottery guys? Is that way heavier than just another regular game?
Slightly. It may weigh a little bit heavily, slightly. But you got to look at the body of work. So, I mean, we look at him against smaller guys, bigger guys, as highly rated. So it's again, part of the process, part of the puzzle.
When it comes time to draft, what's the number one skill the Jazz look for in a guy?
Competitiveness. Playing hard. How is he going to compete the whole time he's on the floor? Offensively and defense.
Is this something you can teach, or is it something that's inherent?
I think you can probably teach just a little bit of it, but I think it's more inherent than anything else. Guys naturally play hard. You don't have to tell them anything. That's the way they play. Matter of fact, you usually have to tell them to slow down a little bit. But guys who just kind of float through, you can talk to you blue in the face, and sometimes they don't get through. Sometimes they'll play a little bit harder at times, but sometimes they also revert back to their own self.
How do you balance that when you got a guy who may be skilled, highly skilled, mm-hmm. but doesn't have that same motor?
Again, I think with that one, you got to sit down and see what how he reacts to some conversation you might have with him. How he would react to if you challenge him. And then you have to see if it translates to getting on the court. I would say most people look at highly skilled versus highly energized, more in a positive vein as a highly skilled versus a highly energized player. But we like to look for a guy's going to play hard and be competitive the whole time.
You know, if they do that, though, before they come in here, obviously, you know that
Correct.
They compete. So
Correct.
What's the number one thing you want to see them do here? Is it shooting?
No. Shooting is part of it. I don't think there is a number one thing in terms of what we do with our workouts. This combination, shooting, ability to stretch the floor. If they're on a six-on-six workout, a three-on-three workout, how they compete, how they fight through fatigue is somewhat important for us. How it tells us if they're in shape and how much we have to work at getting them in shape. So I think it's a combination of things.
How did DeMontis do with the conditioning side of things?
He did pretty well. I don't think it fazed him that much. He might have struggled a little, and I'd have to look at the numbers, but he might have struggled a little bit toward the end of the shooting. But I'd have to look at the numbers to make sure.
Is that normal, though? Is that kind of across the board, everyone falls off
normal.
At the end?
It's normal. I mean, we're shocked when we find out they don't. And that's one that's highly conditioned athlete. So.
You brought in 81 guys. Do you expect to break your record this year?
God, if I brought that many in?
Yeah.
I'm 100. Trying not to.
Don't they pay you per
keep,
player?
If they were, I might be able to retire. No, I'm not. Am I looking to break my record? No, absolutely not. I told everybody that I try to bring in less this year, so I'm losing out on it right now.
A few more to go, though, huh?
Yes.